In a Tuesday email blast, Democratic State Committee Chairman John Curry and Vice Chair Peg Schaefer bewailed the state troop rejection of Sue Altman from a Senate hearing room. Monday in Trenton, free speech, transparency and accountability for billions in corporate tax breaks were all on the line, said Curry and Schaefer. And we saw two very different views. On one side were the enablers of Chris Christie, the defenders of corporate welfare and of leaving people in Camden behind while high-rises with helicopter pads received millions in questionable tax incentives. There was George Norcross, an unelected political boss arrogantly trying to whitewash his scandal of billions of taxpayer dollars apparently wasted and fraudulently awarded to big corporations connected to him. That side was so desperate to hold on to power that they had state troopers literally drag away those who dared to disagree with them. But Governor Murphy called out this outrageous behavior, just as he called out the failed and broken corporate tax incentive programs that have enriched a select few insiders at the expense of job creation, community development and small business support.